Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Doing my second player interview of the week. I have junior Ava Yeagle from Monmouth Regional. Ava, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Are we excited that finally, next week we're going to be finally getting into some competition for basketball?
Yes. Yeah.
I usually talk about this, later on, but did you find it tough, teams getting ready to start, and then Monmouth Regional, you guys find out that you're shut down for 2 weeks right before the season started?
It was definitely disappointing, but it kind of made it easier about the fact that it wasn't really a surprise. It wasn't like unpredictable, I guess. So that made the emotions easier. But yeah, it was disappointing because, I mean, our season's already shortened. So the fact that we lost a couple games already.
Did you think, do you think you had, a little more of an advantage because you do play soccer? You went through it already, where teams were canceling, you're getting ready to probably get on the bus and then you find out that the other team has to back out. Do you think that gives you a little bit of advantage going into, kind of knowing what to expect for the winter season?
Yeah, it made things more, I guess I'm more prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last question before we get into basketball. Last year, how did you find the adjustment? One day you're in class and then the next day, you're doing virtual learning from home.
It was definitely difficult at first because it was a change and it was adjustment. We went from normal high school, sports, work, friends, and then just like not seeing anyone for months at a time. But then like now I think I'm okay with it. I'm not really having a difficult time. I've adjusted. Things have changed. I've accepted that.
How did last year, how did Monmouth Regional do it? Was it you had set times, you had to go like on Zoom or Google Meet, or yeah. Did they send you something in the morning and just say, hey, this is what the assignments you have to get done?
Some classes did that, but it was like both. Like some classes would have us go on Google Meets or Zoom, and some classes would just assign us something in the morning.
I said this when I was doing the player interviews when COVID first hit pretty bad, is it gives you kids an advantage, for when you're going to college, you in 2 years, because that's how college is, some classes you're going to be there. And so it gives your kids a little bit of an advantage getting used to that, before you actually get, to the next level.
Yeah.
Now talking, talk basketball, background, when did you, how old were you when you first started playing basketball?
I'm going to say like 8. Because, well, probably younger, but I just did, like, the town clinics. But I started doing rec, I'm going to say, in, like, third grade.
How about other sports? What other sports did you play when you were younger?
I played soccer. I did track in middle school. I did tennis for about 20 minutes. I did softball for a few years. Rec. It wasn't. I hated softball. I think it was it.
Usually basketball and soccer players have a hard time with softball. It's a little too slow paced probably for
so boring.
When I wrote for the newspaper and I would dread having to cover softball or baseball, I coach soccer, I like the fast pace, obviously I love basketball too. I know you play soccer for Monmouth Regional, you also play lacrosse. But, when you were younger, what made you lean more towards basketball than soccer?
Probably my height, honestly, because it made it easier to play, and I just had a passion for it.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
I have a younger sister. She's 8.
Does she play any sports?
Not right now, because, I mean, there's not really much going on. But before everything, she played basketball and soccer.
Do you try to help her? Are you like a good older sister trying to help her out?
Right. Yeah, we have a basketball hoop outside, so sometimes we'll go outside.
I interviewed Bella Orlando yesterday, and she has 2 younger sisters, and she said the 11-year-old listens, but the 8-year-old I guess plays softball, and she's like, you don't know anything. Do you think your sister's going to be more receptive to you helping, or is she going to be one of those I can do it by my own thing?
She goes on and off with that. She's both. There's some days where she'll let me. Some days she just is like, don't be near me.
What have your parents meant to you and, your development or just, I know AAU takes a lot of time and driving, but what have your parents meant to you and how they affected in your development?
They're very supportive, and obviously they kind of have to be flexible with their schedules, which is very nice of them, because I mean their schedules have to be flexible to mine, which is sometimes a lot, so that means a lot.
Growing up, who was a role model of yours?
My parents, obviously, and probably Michelle Obama, because she's very like interactive with supporting and educating women.
Yeah, that's great. You know, there's definitely a lot of, you know, good role models like her. You know, unfortunately, you know, Kobe was very supportive of, you know, women's sports and everything. And it's good. You know, I ask that question every time. You're the first person to actually give somebody at that higher level a name. Impressive. Moving on, you know, AAU, who did you play for AAU?
I played for the Sure Shots.
Sure Shots. Who's your coach?
It was Coach Lauren Bowler. I was with Bella.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. And Farrah was on the team, right?
Yes.
What how did you know, I interviewed Lauren right before the season started, you know, because she took over at Manawan, but how did she help you in your development in basketball?
She was very supportive, and also she, like, if we did something wrong, she wasn't so hard on us to the point where we just didn't want to do it anymore. She was very helpful, gave very good constructive criticism.
Yeah, I'm turning my phone on.
Okay.
Work text. My day off too. Now moving to high school. What were some goals? You know, you're going into school freshman year. You know, it doesn't just have to be for basketball, but you know, in 4 years, what were you hoping to accomplish at Monmouth Regional?
I'm like one of those people who doesn't want to ask for help. So I wanted a goal by the end of high school was to, I guess, improve on that. And also to get straight A's and just be on all varsity sports by senior year.
Yeah, I guess I was going to bring this up a little bit, but how, you know, I'm assuming you have a high grade point average.
Yeah.
What, do you know what your grade point average is?
Weighted, it's like 5.5, I think.
That's something, you know, I've had, you know, I brought it up in other interviews that, you know, when I was in high school, you either played sports or you were like a straight A student. You didn't both. And, you know, you girls today, you know, doing these interviews for almost a year now, it's just so impressive. That how do you find the time to balance, get straight A's? And in your case, you play basketball, lacrosse, and soccer. How do you find the time to balance that, you know, the schoolwork and, you know, staying on top of, you know, your game?
I get it. Really just starts out with motivation. Like, I have motivation. Like, I have a very big fear of failure and not succeeding. So that motivates me to like do everything, get everything done. And, you know, sometimes there's those sleepless nights, but it all works out in the end.
I mean, it's just so impressive. And, you know, I have a soft spot for the multi-sport athletes, you know, cause you know, to this day and age, there's not, you know, it's not as popular as it was back, you know, when I was growing up, or your father growing up. You know, now a lot of kids just stick one sport, and a lot of it's to do with coaches, trainers saying that, you know, that's what you have to do. But, you know, it's so impressive when I see, you know, a soccer player on the basketball court, or, you know, your case, you know, you play lacrosse too, which, you know, that sport didn't exist when I was in high school. So just another avenue. And to me, that's a good way. You know, other sports help you, you know, if basketball is your main sport, other sports help you, you know, stay on top, especially in the off season. Do you find that the case too?
Yeah. They all, like, basketball helps me with like angles and stuff, where lacrosse and soccer. So that helps a lot.
Yeah. And I know soccer players, you know, you could see who soccer players, just one by their defense on the basketball court and their footwork too. Mm-hmm. And do you think you're a defensive minded basketball player?
Yes. Yeah.
I know you had quite a bit of blocks last year, right? You
did. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get to your sophomore year. So going into your freshman year, for basketball wise, any upperclassmen that, you know, you were able to lean on, or if you had questions you were able to ask?
Yeah, there was Sophia Penn. She goes to, I think, St. John's in Queens, I think.
Yeah.
She was a senior when I was a freshman. And then there was Alyssa Hughes, Jill Vigil. They were juniors. They helped a lot.
What were some highlights you had your freshman year for basketball?
I was on varsity as a freshman, which I guess is a good achievement. There were a few games where I would score a lot. I had a good amount of blocks freshman year.
Oh, so you did good defensively too, your freshman year. Switching over soccer briefly, who were some upperclassmen that helped you on the soccer field, you know, your freshman year?
Julia Colvin. I've known her my whole life because my best friend Lauren is her younger sister, who I've known since I was five. So I've known Julia since I was like five. So I could look up to her. Lauren Arneo, Abby Skubik, they're all seniors. They were very helpful with my development.
Do you think having a close friend, you know, sister on the team helped you your freshman year in case you had nerves or something, you had somebody there?
Yeah.
You know, I know how it is, you know, as a freshman, you know, especially, you know, you're playing varsity and, you know, it could be a little intimidating when you're on the court or, you know, field with seniors that have been there and are experienced. So that had, you know, the advantage knowing some people. What made you decide to play lacrosse?
I get bored easily. I have to do something like all year round. So I was like, let me just try lacrosse because I was not trying softball because I already did and I hated it. But yeah.
How about what made you do lacrosse? Because you mentioned you did track, right, in middle school?
Yeah.
Is that what you did? What made you do lacrosse over track?
I just did track to get in shape. Okay. But lacrosse, also, I feel like I would like it and I wanted to try it. So.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of, you know, soccer, you know, especially soccer, you see a lot of crossover, you know, to lacrosse. Moving to, you know, last season for basketball, what were some goals you had last season and what was something you were hoping to improve on from your freshman year?
When I block shots, I used to swat a lot. I still do sometimes, but I wanted to improve on the blocks coming more naturally and not really needing to think about them. Because when you swat, you kind of need to think. When they come naturally, that it just happens, and you don't.
That's actually impressive. That, you know, something, you know, most kids will say, you know, shooting and other stuff, but you know, yours was, you know, defense and, you know, something you're already good at. You wanted to even get better at. So that's impressive. What were some highlights you had last year? I know Monmouth Regional, you know, you guys were in that division of death, I call it, last year. But what were some highlights, you know, you had last season?
I had a good amount of blocks. I'm not really sure how many, but I know there was a decent amount. Some games I had a pretty good amount of points. Hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough division, but you know, I know you did get recognized by you know, Greg Lerner for, you know, your interior defense, which, you know, anytime Greg recognizes anybody, it's impressive because, you know, Greg knows his stuff. Just talking soccer, who was the player that graduated last year?
Rania.
Yeah, sorry, I drew a blank. What it was like, because she's at South Carolina now, right?
Yeah.
What was it like playing with somebody, you know 30 goals, which is very, you know, she had, what was it like playing with a player, you know, at that level in the soccer field, and what were you able to learn from her?
It was inspiring and motivating, and I learned because she was a very good person too. She wasn't cocky about anything. She wasn't like egotistical. She was very humble about everything. So I learned that from her. Don't get cocky.
That's good because you don't see it as much today as back in my day, but, you know, there was a couple games on a basketball court, you know, kids were, you know, rubbed me a little wrong way, you know, being at a game and seeing kids a little cocky, you know, you just, you know, play the game. Now, just real quick, lacrosse, you know, basketball ended, you know, your team finished the season. What was your thoughts when you found out there was going to be no spring sports last year?
It was definitely disappointing because, I mean, a lot of the girls on the basketball team also play lacrosse with me. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I was just playing a sport with them and then I didn't see them for months, it was definitely a change. It was an adjustment and it was disappointing.
Now, fast forward to, you know, right before fall season, did you think soccer season was going to happen?
I was on and off about it. Same thing with basketball. I was very on and off about it. A part of me was like, Oh, they'll figure it out. I mean, it's been what, a year, 6 months from when it started. They'll figure it out. And then a part of me was like, there's no way.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, even just as a fan like me, it was definitely, you know, roller coaster. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Is it? And, you know, probably worse for, you know, the coaches and, you know, the players waiting, not knowing if the season was going to happen. You know, there was some hope towards the end when, you know, the summer leagues and the fall leagues were starting to happen. And, you know, there was really no issues there. So, to me, that was a positive. And, you know, I know for soccer, Good Sports runs a little summer thing and there was no issues there. So it had to be just a relief when you were finally able to get back on the soccer field and playing. Being, you know, you were a junior. Did you have many seniors on the soccer team?
Not really. I think there were four or five.
Similar basketball. Do you have any seniors on the basketball team?
There's a few, yeah. There's two or three.
Okay. What, you know, since, you know, soccer, you know, you're not many seniors and, you know, you consider upperclassmen. What were some things that you wanted to pass on or, you know, hope that the underclassmen, you know, learn from you?
Definitely different leadership roles, how to handle them. And also, I think laughing is a very big thing. Like, if you know, the energy, the mood isn't great in the room, I feel like you need to know how to lift it up. Somebody has to step up to lift everyone up. And I think laughing can really help with that.
Yeah. And, you know, something similar, like, you know, just that work. If you have that one person that, you know, bad attitude or negative, you know, it can kind of bring everyone else down. So, you know, having that attitude and, you know, knowing that, you know, you might need to be the one that, you know, to brighten up the mood, you know, that says a lot about leadership just right there. So basically your season is just about to start. What are some goals you have this year for the team?
For the team, honestly, just to stick together this season, because anything could really happen at any moment. And, you know, we want to, you know, keep working just so for the next season, we can be the best version of ourselves.
Coach Forbes, right? Coach Forbes. How long has she been there at Monmouth Regional?
I'm not positively sure. For basketball, I think she started coaching. She was definitely there before I was there. But I think there was also another guy before her.
What are some things that you've learned from her, or, you know, some things, you know, if she leans on you that you try to pass on, you know, or her style that, you know, that she has?
Definitely defensive stuff and being a post player. And I try to pass that on to other post players on the team.
I meant to ask this before. What position do you play in soccer?
In soccer? Well, normally I kind of rotate everywhere. But lately I've been playing defense because the angles from basketball help me with soccer on defense. And I know how to, like, cut people off because of basketball.
That's good. You know, you're probably the first, you know, I've interviewed a couple soccer and basketball players, but, you know, I see the similarities, and it's, you know, it's good that, you know, you're stressing, you know, how you intertwine them both and use them both to, you know, make yourself a better player, which is, which shows you a lot that, you know, you don't just play the game, you know, you work on how to get better at both and how to use both to get better. Going next year, well, first of all, lacrosse, it looks like we're gonna have a full season. Does that excite you? Plus a full postseason, which, yeah, you know, soccer, we didn't see that. Basketball, you know, obviously we didn't see that. So that has to be a positive outlook, you know, and getting together with the lacrosse team, right? Goals, moving to your senior year, you know, we'll start with soccer. What are some goals you have for your final season in soccer at Monmouth Regional?
Probably just to win more, to just become a very close team, very, you know, have good chemistry on the team.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, that's key. You know, having good chemistry could, you know, it could be the difference, because you could be a great team and have bad chemistry. And, you know, I saw it last year in basketball. And it's a bigger factor than people. You have all the talent in the world, but if the chemistry isn't there, you know, and, you know, people don't get along, it affects you. How about for basketball?
Basketball, stick together. That's like honestly my main thing, because obviously our division's a little rough. You know, just move on from those games that, you know, are lost by a lot. Don't put your head down from it.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, the Shore, it's like, you know, so much talent in the Shore, you know, even even like the middle level teams in the Shore, you know, they could dominate in other areas in the state. And it's tough, and especially being, you know, like we said, being stuck with Rumson, RBC, RBR. You up for some rapid fire questions?
Yeah.
Okay. First, what's your favorite subject?
Any science.
Science. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, I have a few. Grey's Anatomy, The 100, and The Morning Show.
The Morning Show. Grey's Anatomy seems to be the popular choice.
Yeah.
And that's been around for, what, 20 years now?
I think close to 2005, so 15. Oh. Yeah.
Why did I think longer? I mean, that's still, you know, shows don't make it that long anymore. Yeah. And it's impressive, you know, kids, because how old were you when that show started?
One.
So one. It's impressive that, you know, you were one, you know, and you know, kids are watching that show now. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite movie?
Either The Conjuring or Just Go With It.
I love Just Go With It's great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song or band?
Right now is probably Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. Oh, or The Sound of Sunshine. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're making me feel younger. I like that. what's your favorite number?
Probably six.
Is that any your sports numbers or?
No, I don't know. It gives me good vibes.
What is now you're very busy because you play three sports and everything. What is something you like to do in your free time, not sports related?
I like to play the ukulele. Surf. That's like kind of a sport, but
yeah, no, but some yeah, yeah, but it's good. So you definitely keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, before we wrap up, I like talking about future. You know, you're looking at colleges and stuff. What are some things that you're looking at, like when you look at schools, like location, size, that kind of stuff? Like what
interests you? I want a big school. I want to be in a city. My reach is like UCLA and San Diego.
California.
Stretch, but yeah, I really want to go to California. And like Miami, Tampa, places like that.
So somewhere warm too.
Somewhere warm and in the city.
Get out of this.
Yes.
Do you know what your major?
I want to go into human biology or microbiological sciences and immunology.
It's something I would never. I was not big into science when I was in school. I was good with math, but biology, chemistry, yeah, that stuff. Do you know what you want to be when you graduate?
I can either go two ways. I wanted to be a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, or I've always been fascinated by like diseases. That's where like the immunology major comes in. So I'd want to like work in a lab with diseases and stuff.
That's impressive. Those are some I had back surgery years ago, so orthopedic surgery. I mean, that's impressive. So when me and your dad get older, maybe you'd be fixing us up. last question, like, what advice would you give your younger self, or, you know, your sister, you know, your younger sister?
Don't take anything for granted, because, I mean, look at the world now.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, with what's been going on, you know, opened a lot of people's eyes, you know, because some way, you know, even, you know, some people, you know, lucky enough that it only affected them where, you know, sports got canceled, but a lot of people lost a lot of close, you know, family members. And just like that, it happens, you know, I was at a basketball game the day before, and the next day the state shut down, you know, pretty much almost the whole country. Yeah, that's good advice. All right, Ava, I appreciate you joining me. I wish you and the team luck this season, and you know, hopefully, I'm hearing maybe rumors that some fans might be allowed in a couple 2 weeks. That'd be great. Last thing, do you think it was an advantage that, you know, I mean, it's not an advantage that you got shut down before the season started than compared to the middle?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's definitely going to happen. Schools are going to get shut down in the middle of the season. And was your team able to complete soccer with any issues, or did you have reshuffling?
We didn't have to go off at all. We had no issues.
So that's, you know, that's lucky. You know, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood that, you know, keeps getting better, which, you know, numbers are starting to show, and we get through this, and by lacrosse season, everything will be semi back to normal, and no issues. So, all right. Ava, thank you again for joining me, and you know, good luck basketball season, good luck lacrosse, and I look forward to soccer season and getting out there and watching you play.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too.